You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J., and I am so excited for this episode of the show. We are talking about screenwriting for the general market. And for those of you out there, a lot of you, as soon as I put the information about this particular episode out there, most of you started PMing me, most of you started remarking on the link, wanted to get more information, so I'm really excited to bring this to you. Bob Sines, I met him at the Southern California Christian Writers Conference, and when we talked earlier in the year, he was so excited to be part of the broadcast today because he's going to give us some tips about writing for the general market, about screenwriting, and so much more. So some of you have already sent me your questions, and we're going to get to those questions in just a moment, but if you want to talk to Bob live, make sure you call in at 646-668-8485 and then press 1 to be live on air, or you can hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your questions and comments. I want to also thank you guys for your support. Wanted Stonemason, which is book 18 of the Silver Pine series, will be out November 6th. Yes, I'm so excited about that. You guys have been absolutely phenomenal with your support of me entering into the historical romance genre. I want to thank you so much for that support. Wanted Stonemason, November 6th, that will be out for the Silver Pines series. So make sure you just stay tuned here, and I'll let you know when it comes out. Or follow me on my Facebook page or go to my Parker's Bodacious Readers group. That's where you can find out more tips about your girl. You can also get ARC copies, beta reads, and little surprises, all for my Bodacious Readers. Thank you so much for your support. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to Bob Sines and screenwriting for the general market. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then authorshout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at authorshout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by authorshout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J., and her guest, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome Welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Again, I am so very glad you are here with me today. We are talking about screenwriting for the general market. And I know a lot of authors out there, especially Christian authors, they may not want to write Christian fiction. They may not want to write faith-based fiction, but they do want to write for the general market. And so I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity for those of us out there who want to write for the general market to have some advice for someone who already does that. And so Bob Fiennes is my guest co-host and contributor today, and he will be taking your questions and comments today. So make sure you call in at 646-668-8485 and then press 1 to be live on air, or you can hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your questions and comments. Now, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our guest co-host and contributor today, Bob Fiennes. Bob, how are you doing today?
I am doing really well, Parker. I'm just happy to be here.
I'm so glad you were able to join me. You know, we met at Southern California Christian Writers Conference this year, but we
yes.
also met last year too, but we didn't get a chance to talk because there's so much to do. So we got a chance to talk this year, which is really great, especially being part of the faculty. And you're like a phenomenal person just to get to chat with and know. So I'm really excited to just bring that out there because you know a little bit about the industry, one would say. You know a little bit about it. So I want to make sure my author friends out there get access to your information. But before I do that, they need to know a little bit about you. So go ahead and tell us who you are in your own words.
Well, my name is Bob Fiennes. I'm a screenwriter. I make my living at it. I started off as an actor. I started off as an actor when I was about 16 years old. And from the time I was about 16 to 22, I did theater. And then I met my wife and decided I didn't want to be a starving actor and try and support a family. So I quit and went into business. And God was amazing, and I was very successful in business. And at 40, I said to my wife, I think I want to be an actor again. And when I picked her up off the floor, she said, you know what, we've done pretty well, and this is what you really want to do. And I stepped out in faith, and I ended up getting my Screen Actors Guild card on a movie called Angels in the Outfield, a Disney movie where I had one line, and I ended up with a, long story short, I ended up with a 6-year small, very small, tiny, recurring role on a show called Nash Bridges with Don Johnson and Cheech Marin. Mm-hmm. And then I've been in a bunch of other movies as an actor like Zodiac and The Rock and a few others. I've got one that's on Netflix now. I still do some acting. The movie on Netflix now called Unleashed. It's a romantic comedy about a woman, a cat, and a dog, and it's very funny. And I'm in, and so you can watch that on Netflix now. And so during that time, while I was on Nash Bridges, I thought, you know, these scripts look interesting. I think I could write one, and found out I was a better writer than I was an actor. So I started writing, and it took me a lot of years of hard work and not giving up and having faith that God gave me this ability for a reason. And I ended up with my first produced film, which was a Hallmark Christmas movie in 2012 called Help for the Holidays with Summer Glau. And it was a huge success. And it led to now 10 other Hallmark movies for me. Mm-hmm. So, and then I've done a couple. I did a faith-based film called Church People that isn't out yet, and a thriller, a non-faith-based thriller called Extracurricular Activities, which is not out yet either.
So and what's really exciting about Yeah, no, and I'm going to get to those too. But what's really exciting is that people are listening in. They're wondering, can I do what he did? And I want you to see if we – tell us that question. Can we do what you did? Can we take our books that we think are the best things since sliced bread and do what you did? Go ahead and be candid with us about this industry.
Yes, you can. Here are your chances, slim and none. But – if you market yourself correctly and you don't give up and you understand that even worse than publishing, movies and television move slower than anything you've ever done in your life, then yes, it's possible. Sure, it's possible. It's you don't count on it, but it is possible. If I can do it, anybody can do it. It just took working very hard, networking and querying and really getting to know people and writing and writing and writing and writing and writing. And it paid off. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I like hearing that because I like people need to be, you know, have realistic expectations, which is the reason why I asked that question. And so let's go ahead and start digging into some of the questions that we received.
Well, here, I'll give you an example. Let me give you a quick example about how long it takes. I wrote extracurricular activities 18 years ago and just got made into a movie.
Gosh, that's a long time. That's a long time. At least you weren't holding your breath or you'd be dead by now.
The average time between writing the script and having it made is about 8 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's just, like I said, it just takes a lot of time. It can happen faster, but you still have to look at it as a long haul.
And so for those of you, I think, Bob, you broke up a little bit, so I'm just going to repeat what you just said. You said the average time for a movie to be made is about 8 years. And so the example you also used in that industry is that you said, you know, when you wrote extracurricular activities, that was 18 years ago and just now became a movie. So this is something you're definitely in a marathon when it comes to this industry. It's definitely a marathon, not a sprint. And so before I was going to ask you some questions, but let me ask you a question. When it comes to this industry, with independent filmmakers on the rise, do you think it's faster to get something you want produced with an independent filmmaker or with going with the traditional Hollywood studios?
The Hollywood studios don't want your scripts anymore.
Okay.
They make their own movies. Disney, for an example, hasn't bought an outside script for 3 years. They are all making their superhero movies and their big tentpole movies and everything else. So, yes, independent production companies is the only way that anyone right now who has a script can get it made.
Okay. So that's good to know. That's good to know for those of you out there, you're looking to say, I want to send it to Disney and Disney's not interested. Does that have to do with them wanting to control the content they receive and not wanting to pay out royalties or fees or things of that nature? Why do you think
No, they already have enough of their own stuff in-house. They don't need anything from the outside.
They own
Marvel. They own Star Wars. They own all their... They're making live-action Dumbo. They're making live-action Mulan. They're making live-action whatever else they're making right now, and Little Mermaid, and they don't need scripts from the outside.
Okay. All right.
It has nothing to do with them not wanting stuff. It has to do with them setting their priorities in-house, and more and more the big studios are doing that. So, but there are hundreds of wonderful producers and wonderful production companies out there that are looking for good stuff to produce. It's just very tough to get it to them because they build all these walls to keep the mountain of scripts that they would get if they just opened it to everybody out.
I see.
So you have to query your scripts. You have to look up on Google. It's a wonderful thing. Query letters. And there's a website called IMDb Pro that you can spend $15 a month on because as a writer, you're in business. You're a business person, and running a business costs money, and sometimes you have to invest. And on all those, you find movies that you liked that are like what you've written, and you look them up, and you look and see who produced them. And then you send query letters to those producers.
So when you have that type of that type of procedure, then you can see what these producers are looking for, and then maybe you can your chance of getting noticed by that particular producer goes up because they already produce a similar movie like this, and they have some success with that movie. They'll want to continue to produce that movie. Okay.
Well, that's the kind of movies they produce. You don't want to look up somebody making horror films and try and sell them your face film. You want to try and find somebody. And the other thing that's really important now is keeping the budget low on whatever you're writing. If it's a giant budget science fiction movie or a great big historical movie with lots of costumes and all that stuff, you have less of a chance of selling that than you do something smaller and more intimate or a smaller story that can be made for under $5 million.
Okay. Okay. What about avenues like Netflix and Hulu? What about those avenues? Are those open for people like the small writer that's trying to get their movie produced, their book produced into
Netflix and Hulu and Amazon are just like the studios.
Okay.
They get all their stuff from production companies. You want to look at people who are producing for the kinds of things you're writing for Netflix or Hulu or Amazon and contacting them, because if they like your stuff, they will present your stuff to Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. You cannot go directly to them. Even as many movies as I've got produced, I can't go directly to Netflix. I have to go through production companies that supply Netflix.
Okay. Okay, I know this is highly informative for those of you out there. I know you guys are listening in. So if you want to ask a question, make sure you tap 1 on your phone, or you can click on the link with the show description. But I definitely want to make sure that we're answering the questions that you have, because Bob is here to answer those questions. We're talking about screenwriting for the general market. And for those of you, this is what you want to do. I'm going to kind of recap some things in case you're just now joining us. But one of the things that Bob said is that, you know, Disney is not looking for outside scripts. They already have so many things on the inside, they don't need outside scripts. Your best bet is to work with independent filmmakers who are producing the kind of things that you're writing, to reach out to them. An avenue you want to get to is IMDb Pro, and you pay a monthly fee. Currently, it's like $15, but I don't know if that'll change by the time you hear this episode. $15, and you can see what producers are producing, and then you can query your script and send it to that query to the producer and see if they're interested in your story. And so, also, if you want to try Netflix and Hulu, well, Hulu and Netflix are not going to work directly with you. They're going to work with the producers. So the biggest thing for you is to try to get in touch with the producer. And Bob's own story is that the Lord blessed him. He made the right connections. He kept writing. He's produced, I think he had 12 movies so far produced into film.
Yeah.
Or 12 scripts
I've sold a few more than that still haven't been produced. So, but like I said, it takes a long time between selling them or writing them and having them get made. So there's some more working. I have one coming up in November coming out on Hallmark.
All right, we are taking questions now. I got a question from Donovan at Wixom, Michigan. Donovan, thank you so much for your question. Donovan says, what does Bob know about just selling the movie rights for a book? Donovan, thank you so much for your question. Bob?
That's a tough one. The movie rights for books, unfortunately, there are so many novels now with e-publishing that there's kind of the producers have kind of set a standard. If you've sold 35 to 50,000 copies of your book, they'll be interested in looking at your book. If you've sold any less than that, or you've made any bestseller lists, they're interested in that. What they're looking for in books is a pre-made audience, an audience of people who have read the books and they know will watch the films. So it's a very tough road if it hasn't sold a ton of copies. It's a very tough road to get it noticed, which is why a lot of authors that I know are turning their books into screenplays and presenting them that way, and then saying afterwards, if they get interest, oh, by the way, there's a book.
Okay. Okay. Jonathan, I hope that answers your question. Like always, if you want to have more detailed answers, you can call in 646-668-8485, then press that 1. What we're going to do is take a quick short break, and we'll come back with more questions for Bob. And for those of you who are listening in, you still have an opportunity to talk to Bob by calling again, 646-668-8485, press that 1. Hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag WriteStuff. If you're waiting online and want to ask a question, press 1. We'll be glad to hear from you. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff. Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5 again. So very glad you are here with me today. We are talking to Bob Sines. He's an author. He's a writer, well, screenwriter, he's an actor, and he's also sold 12 scripts that have been made into movies. And so he's helping us to understand the market of writing for the general market. And so we are taking your questions and comments right now. So if you want to weigh in, you can by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air. Or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your questions and comments. And Bob, once again, thank you so much for being with us today on the show. I definitely want to get those questions out there for some of our other listeners and supporters today. So we got a question from Regina. Regina says this. She's hailing from Facebook. Regina says, this is definitely a road I want to go down, but I have no idea where to start. I just started writing 7 years ago and got my first book published a little over a year ago. My questions are, what steps do I need to take to start the process?
The best way, there's a great book, if you want to be a screenwriter, that helps you with getting started. It's called The Screenwriter's Bible, and it's by Dave Trottier. And it's a great book to just get format and how it's done and how the nuts and bolts of writing a screenplay. Then read as many screenplays as you can. There's so many places online to find them now. And think of movies you love and go find the screenplay for it online and read them and read as many as you can and see how they did what they did. And then there are some really nice screenwriting software packages out there. The one that the pros use is one called Final Draft. It's kind of expensive. It's $300. If you don't want to spend that, there's one called there's one called Writer Duet. There's another one called I can't remember the name of it. But there are a bunch of them that are out there that are good, that are less expensive to start with. But if you're going to do this for a living, Final Draft is the one that most everybody uses. All the studios use it, all the production companies use it, and it's the one that most writers that I know that I work with use, and that I use.
Okay.
And then just write. Remember that screenwriting is different than prose in that you can only write what people can see and hear. You can't write thoughts. You can't write intentions. You can't write anything that can't be seen on the screen or heard. So it's a whole new way of writing versus writing a novel.
Hey, Bob, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Just wanted to make sure I had to switch over, have some tech difficulties behind the screen. You know how that goes. No, so I wanted to make sure that we answer Regina's question. And Regina, thank you so much for joining in the conversation. And I hope that helps you. If it didn't, you can call in and ask more detailed questions, 646-668-8485. Raven from Albany, Georgia asks this. She says, are there screenwriters interested? She has two questions, so we'll go one and two. Are there screenwriters interested in Christian fantasy / romance?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Christian fantasy and romance is a huge market that I don't think has been tapped in film yet, but it's probably because there hasn't been a successful one that's really been made yet. But yes, of course, there are screenwriters that if you've got a Christian fantasy romance and you want to try and turn it into a screenplay and get it sold, the only way you can do that is to turn it into a screenplay and make sure it's the best it can possibly be and try and get it out there. Yeah, of course. There's nothing, seriously, there's nothing you can think of that there isn't a market for.
Her second question is, are there screenwriters interested in doing royalty shares with screenwriting similar to narrators who do Audible? Raven, thank you so much for your questions. Bob?
No, not really. The most screenwriters there are some screenwriters that will take there's no royalties in screenwriting.
Okay.
There aren't no royalties in screenwriting. You sell your script. It's like selling a car. When you sell your script, it's no longer – you sell your copyright, and it no longer belongs to you. And once it's made into a film, unless they make a sequel or a remake it, it's – you know, you don't get paid again. So you sell – it's a one-time-only sale, so there are no royalties. Are there screenwriters out there that are willing to write scripts and split the money that you would make selling it? That's an individual basis. Most screenwriters that I know that are the good screenwriters get paid for what they do.
Okay, I hope that answers your question, Raven. And, you know, Bob has written for Hallmark, and a lot of Christian authors out there will love to write for Hallmark. Usually, especially when it comes to people who like sweet and clean, they think of what would Hallmark do? That was one of the phrases I saw, the sweet and clean wholesome group I'm part of. And they said, what would Hallmark do? I'm like, really? Seriously? We're going to take the J and put H here. But at the same time, I get where they're coming from, because Hallmark really is successful with bringing the type of movies that have a wide appeal. And you know what you're getting when you when you watch a Hallmark film. And there are so many people when around this time, especially during Christmas, they get ready for Hallmark. They get ready to see Hallmark. So tell us about working with Hallmark.
Let me tell you about Hallmark first, the Hallmark Network and the people of the Hallmark Network. I've worked with them for the last 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
I respect them beyond belief. I think they're amazing. People don't realize that during November and December, Hallmark's television ratings are higher than the networks.
Hmm.
They're incredibly high. And what they do pleases a whole lot of people. And they love the Christmas movies. This year, they're going to have 34 new Christmas movies.
Hmm.
And, yeah, 34 brand new movies for their Christmas season. That's
wow.
Astounding.
Yeah.
And they know what works for them. They know what they like, and they have kind of, and I don't like to put it this way, but it's a box that you have to stay in order to write something that works for them. And when you just watching their films, you can pretty much get an idea of what kind of romance they're looking for and what kind of characters they're looking for and the types of stories that they're looking for. And if you can fit your story into that box that Hallmark has, they are always looking for new stuff. Or the production companies that feed them are always looking for new stuff.
We did get another question from Donovan. Donovan asks, what is the typical cost of selling a script? Donovan, thank you so much for your question. Bob?
How much can you get paid for selling a script?
Yeah.
You know what? For a first-time writer, for a first-time script, if you can get $10,000 from it's a small production company, you can get between $10,000 and $300,000. It just depends on who you're selling it to, what the budget is for it. Like for the Hallmark movies, for a first time writer, you might make $10,000-$15,000 for the first film. Now it will go up from there as you sell more and get more well known, and you'll do all the writing on the screenplay. But it starts low and works up just like any other job.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. If you're out there thinking you're going to sell $1 million script, that doesn't happen much anymore.
Hmm. I hope that answers your question, Donovan. For those of you who are listening in, make sure you call in and ask your question.
And I'm sorry to disappoint Donovan. because people think that the screenwriters are making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and yes, you can make that kind of money, and you can sell scripts for those kinds of prices. But for a first script, when you first get started, it's not going to be that.
Donovan just said, LOL. So he heard what you said, Bob. He definitely heard what you said. You didn't want to burst his bubble there. No, for those of you who are listening in, you want to call and ask Bob a question, now is your opportunity to do so. Call in at 646-668-8485. Press that 1 to be live on air. Now, you work a lot with Hallmark, and we all know Hallmark. We even know Hallmark is so effective at what they do. We just say Hallmark movie. That's literally how effective the branding is for Hallmark. You say, oh, I can't wait to watch a Hallmark movie. Some people even say, I'm allergic to Hallmark movies, you know, because Hallmark has its particular brand they're working with. Now,
When I first started working for Hallmark, when I got my first job as a professional screenwriter, sold my first script, the Hallmark Christmas movie called Help for the Holidays, I always thought to myself, I wonder how other writers are going to think about this because it's Hallmark. But I found out that there is a lot of people who have a lot of respect for Hallmark and a lot of respect for what they do and how they do it. It's difficult to write a good Hallmark movie because you have to stay, you have to color within those lines that Hallmark has set up and still do something, make, write a story that's interesting and fun. So writing for Hallmark is a big deal.
So my next question will be that you've got some movies coming out with Hallmark. Tell us about those movies that you got coming out.
On November 11th, Sunday night, at 8 o'clock, my newest Hallmark movie that I wrote, it's called Christmas in Love. And it's about a girl who works in a great big giant bakery making, if any of you in the Midwest will get this, the bakery makes Kringles for Christmas.
Oh, yes.
And the corporation that owns the bakery, the boss's son is coming in, and he's got an idea that he's going to modernize the plant and put all robots in there to make all the Kringles and get rid of the people and the people at Christmas time. And he falls in love with this girl who works there, and they all convince him through the wonderfulness of Christmas spirit that it's more important to take care of the people that work for you and fire them and put machines in. It's a really good story.
When you first got your screenplay accepted by Hallmark, I want you to kind of peel back the veil on the experience, because I know I would love to connect with you. How did you feel? I mean, were you nervous? I mean, what kind of things were going through your mind? Here you are. Here's my script, Hallmark. Take it. go with God. Take
well,
it. You know what
the
I mean?
First script,
about it.
The first script I did that I have writing credit on with Hallmark wasn't originally mine. It was another writer who had sold an idea a script to Hallmark called Help for the Holidays, and they couldn't figure out what to do with it. They liked the basic story of it, but it needed to be rewritten. And I went in and had a meeting with the production company that worked with Hallmark, and they asked me to read the script, and I did. And then they asked me, what do you think you could do to fix it? And I gave them some ideas, and they loved my ideas. And I ended up rewriting it so completely that they didn't really look like the original script at all. And this is another thing I'm going to tell everybody. Everybody's script gets rewritten. Everybody's script gets rewritten by different writers. The script that you're going to see on my film, the film that I wrote called Christmas in Love, I was not the only writer on it. There were other writers that were brought in after me. And that's just how it works and how it operates and how Hollywood operates. So you can't get too attached to your story because they're going to bring somebody else in to rewrite it. Sometimes they'll rewrite me, and sometimes I rewrite other people.
Hmm.
But how I felt, it was exhilarating. It was somebody giving me a chance to write something and actually for me to be able to see it on a screen. And I had been writing scripts for years and had never really seen any of them come to fruition. And it was incredibly exciting, and that film will always be super important to me because it was my first one. And after that, Hallmark said, we like what you do. And I wrote a whole bunch of other ones, including two other Christmas movies that we'll be showing this Christmas season, one called On the 12th Day of Christmas and the other one called Sound of Christmas. And those will still be showing along with the new one, Christmas in Love.
Would you say that this experience, like after you sell 12 scripts, because it's a job, I guess you would call it a job almost, because you are getting paid to produce a product. You know, you produce a product, you pay for it, you know. And so do you ever lose that exhilaration from doing that? Does that become, quote unquote, old hat for you? Or is it still ever new, ever exciting?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. There is, and I can't wait for everybody out there who would love to be doing this, including you, mm-hmm. who would love to be doing this, I can't wait to share with them afterwards when they go stand on a set of a film and they watch actors bring their words and their story to life. There is nothing like it. It is just magic. And every time that I have been on one of the sets of one of my films, I have found a corner to go in to thank God hard and cry mm-hmm. a little bit. It's so mm-hmm. cool.
And I'm a crier, Bob. I will bawl at the top. I cried when I wrote my first book and it got published. I was bawling. My husband's like, "What's wrong? Are you okay?" I'm like, "It's my first book." Ah, you know, and you know, snot.
No,
all that coming out of
me. I completely get that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a crier, but there is something about watching two people on a set with the cameras rolling, interpreting your words in the way that you pictured it and bringing it to life. I dare any even hard-hearted writer not to tear up.
So let me ask you a question here. Now, some of us who write, we're not writing for fictional, we're not writing fictional works. Let's say we're writing books based off of life story. Like I know one of my authors, she was trying to get crowdfunding and I helped showcase her book on my show for a historical event that happened with African Americans. This gentleman has saved his family from slavery by tricking the pirates he was with and all that kind of stuff. And so there's not necessarily a fictional part of it, but they want to sell a script about, you know, about this event. Is it hard to sell those type of stories that are based off a true story, based off someone's life story?
If it's a true story that's well known, mm-hmm. no. It's not okay. that hard. I mean, it's something good. If they own the rights to the story and it's a true story that's really just a great story, even if it wasn't a true story, mm-hmm. then yeah, there are possibilities. You query them just like you do anything else. Absolutely. You know, it's how Aaron Brockovich got made. It's how a lot of those types of films about the real people that you had never heard of before got made.
Okay. Like I guess you said, there's a market for everything. So definitely
yeah.
that's the case, it seems like here. And we are talking to Bob Science. He is a screenwriter. He's also an actor. And he is taking your questions and comments about screenwriting for the general market. If you want to call in, you still have time to call in 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air. Or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take another quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Write Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
Hi, is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next club meeting? Literizations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use as discussion questions. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories. Thank you.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
And welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WTJC 104.5. I am the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J, talking to Bob Sines. He is a screenwriter, actor, and he knows what he's talking about when it comes to screenwriting for the general market. Now, for those of you who just may be getting the tail end of this interview, that is okay, because after the show, you can click on this very link and you can download this show and use it to take notes for what you want to do if you want to get into the screenwriting business for the general market. Bob Sines has had 12 scripts turned into movies, and he's had a number of them turned into movies from the Hallmark Channel. Most of us love the Hallmark Channel. We know exactly what we're going to get when we watch Hallmark. And guess what? Hallmark is producing 34 Christmas films. That's phenomenal for a network. And I hope you join in the ride as we learn to write for the general market. Now, one thing Bob said before the break that I want him to expand on is that when you write a script and you sell that script, you no longer have control of that script. And I know some authors out there are quite possessive about their work. So, Bob, I want you to talk to that author out there, because we created this story that this person liked so well that they wanted to buy it. Now, why would you change it if you wanted to buy it? Give us an idea of what's going on. How can we divorce, that's not a good word, separate ourselves from the ownership of that and being okay with someone changing our idea?
Well, to be really basically very honest, mm-hmm. they won't buy it unless they have that kind of control. They just won't. Mm-hmm. It's like selling your car. Once you sell your car, you can't tell the person who bought it they can't paint flames on it or put new tires on it. And it's the same with a script, a movie. A movie is a whole different thing from a book. Now, how many movies have you seen where the movies were completely different from the book?
Mm-hmm.
And you were disappointed or you were upset? That's what happens. And unless you sold a million copies of your book and you say to them, if you want my book and all my fans, you won't change anything, you can maybe get away with that. But 99% of the time, when you write a script or they buy the rights to your book from you, they don't buy your book. You still get to get your royalties from your book and all that stuff, but they buy the film rights to the book. They can basically do anything they want with it and will to suit what they think is going to work in your story for a film. And the chances are that you won't be the one that writes that final script, that they will hire two or three other writers over that time to come in and rewrite your script. It's just something that happens every time a movie is made.
I can't help but think about the movie Battlefield Earth. And I remember reading the book, and I thoroughly enjoyed that book. And when I heard that a movie was coming out, I said, there is no way possible on planet Earth you can take Battlefield Earth and turn it into a two-hour movie. There's no way possible. And so I refused to watch it because I said, I know they cannot capture this book. I remember thinking that because I really enjoyed it.
It's a good thing you didn't watch it, because it was awful.
Oh, I think it won the Raspberry Awards or something. It was horrific.
It was
absolutely horrific. And I enjoyed that book. I really enjoyed reading it. I didn't know until later.
Let's, I think what we need to do is talk about something that was that happened a little not far back, and we talk about one of the greatest, what I think, Christian books of all time, which was A Wrinkle in Time. It was a book that I read to my children, and they loved every word of it. It was a fan, and it sold 35 million copies. And it was, and Disney got a hold of it and made it into a terrible movie. They changed all kinds of things, but mostly they changed any of the Christian references, and which didn't make any sense to me, because why do you buy a Christian book and then take out the Christian references? But but on top of that, it was a book that I think personally is unfilmable, just like you thought Battlefield Earth was unfilmable. And there are just some things that are not meant to be made into movies.
I like the way you said that. Just don't do it. Let the reader enjoy their imagination of this book. Let them enjoy
and
it.
And A Wrinkle in Time was just awful. And they lost. Disney lost. Disney had to write off over $100 million. They lost that much money.
Yeah, I hear you there. And so sometimes, you know, it's not always a good idea. It's not always a good idea. Cecilia from Frederick, Maryland said, I was driving, so I could not write down the link to submit queries. And so I'm at home now. Would you mind repeating that link? Cecilia, thank you so much for your question. Bob?
Well, it's not a link. It's a website called IMDb Pro. And on IMDb Pro is every actor, every producer, and every movie ever made is in this database. It's called the Internet Movie Database. And in the pro version of it, you can get on there and look at all the addresses and all the websites and all the everything for every producer and every production company. And those are the people that you find. You look up movies that are like the movie that you have written, and you find out who produced those, and you query them. And their information will most likely be on those IMDb pages.
So, Cecilia, I hope that answers your question. And as always, you can call in 646-668-8485. Press that 1. We've got a few minutes.
I hope it answers your question, too.
Yeah, I think it does, and I think a lot of people, once they finish listening to the show and they can rewind, they'll take some more information out there. And so, Bob, what I want to do is thank you again for being with us. And you said that you enjoy being a screenwriter, enjoy working with Hallmark, enjoy educating us, because at the Southern California Christian Writers Conference, you had a couple of workshops that detail some of the information that we're talking about now. And I know that information is available at the Southern California Christian Writers Conference website. Can you go ahead, if you remember the names, not you can say just, you know, browse through the MP3s they have available there, but tell us the name of those workshops if people want to get some more in-depth.
I did one 3-day workshop just on screenwriting alone. I did one on how to market yourself, and I did one on writing for Hallmark. It was a specific one for writing for Hallmark. That was the one that was super well attended. So, and I will be teaching and speaking at the Mount Hermon Christian Writers Conference in April.
Nice. That is awesome. For those of you who have never heard of it, Mount Hermon is huge, guys. If you've never heard of the Christian Writer Conference in Mount Hermon, it's huge. So definitely an avenue you want to take there. To get more information about that, just simply Google Mount Hermon Christian Conference and you'll find out all about it. It's been going on for a long time, too, so good place to connect.
Yeah, I'll be there in April speaking and teaching 4 classes.
Oh, they're going to keep you busy, aren't they? They're going to keep you busy. You'll have to have a little assistant running around carrying your bags and everything.
No, I'm not that busy. No, I have interests outside of writing. One thing that makes you a great writer is life experience. And I believe in getting as much life experience as you possibly can. I have a bucket list that I started putting together when I was a teenager. And it included things like climbing a mountain and whitewater rafting on the Colorado River and doing all kinds of interesting, different things, visiting, you know, Japan, visiting Europe, visiting, and being able to do things that give me life experience, that gives me more to draw on as a writer. And I'm really a big believer in living your life outside writing so you can be a better writer.
That'll preach to somebody out there, because they're waiting for life to happen instead of making it happen. And I like
the way you said that.
Life experience does do that, though. And always, for me, Bob, one of the reasons why I personally cannot get into a young adult fiction is because they're having problems with vampires and werewolves and whatever. And it's like, you know, work somewhere at a job that you hate your boss. You know, get some life experience there. Learn how to pay a bill. How exciting is that? You have no money. You know, I'm just being funny, but that's why I hate the YA stuff, because
no,
come on,
you're right. All those things make you a better writer.
Yep.
All those experiences to draw on make you a better writer. That life experience, that life, makes you a better writer. Sitting in front of a computer and just writing and not going out and living your life is limiting.
It is. You know, Bob, it has been phenomenal having you with us on the show today, because we are getting close to being out of time. It's been phenomenal having you on the show today. I know our listeners here were getting their questions answered and having their product, because they have some of their dreams broken. But, like, you know what? A broken dream is simply can be pasted back together again in a new form, you know? So I'm really glad.
It doesn't mean you can't make it. It just means it's a hard, long road. It's a lot of hard work. But listen, I never gave up. And that's, you know, a lot of what it takes.
And what I want to do is have people get in contact with you. They want to talk to you, because on your website, and I have you give your website in just 2 seconds, on your website you do rewrite things, you do evaluate things, you do have services that you can provide that some of our listeners may be interested in. So go ahead and give us your website.
You can contact me very easily at Bob Saenz, BobSaenz, my last name, .com. That's my email address, my public email address. And if they want to email me, they certainly can do it. You can say that you heard me on Parker's show. That will help. And Parker, you are terrific. You are a really good interviewer.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate that, especially, you know, for someone who's been in the industry. That's really good to hear. So I'm glad that I do something pretty good, do it pretty well. So I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. What I want to do, though, before we end the show, I need you to encourage our authors out there. And this is why. This show is all about encouraging authors whom God has given the gift to write, to pick up the pen and do that. And so in the few moments we have left, I want you to encourage those authors out there. Go ahead and do that today.
It's real. This encouragement is real. It's if you feel like one of the gifts that God has given you is the gift of being able to take words and make them into a story on a, and be creative that way, then fulfill that by actually sitting down and doing it. Nothing ever happened waiting for it to happen. Or the only way that you can be a writer is to write. And the way you do that is you sit down and you actually write. Do you know that if you want to be a screenwriter, if you write one page a day, that in 3 months you'll have a finished script? And it's just, it gives you something to think about. It gives you something to understand that you can do this. You can you can sit down and create something. It's if you feel driven to do it, then answer that call and do it.
Bob, once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today. We'd love to have you back because I know some of our listeners would definitely want to dig more into this thing because we scratched the surface of this topic, and I know there's so much more you can tell us. So can't wait to have you back on the show sometime.
Parker, you anytime you want, I'll be there.
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. Can't wait to talk to you soon. So thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
And we were talking today to Bob Sines. He is a screenwriter. He has had 12 scripts turned into movies. Three of them have been with the Hallmark Company, and they are putting three of his films on the Hallmark Channel. So thankfully, all the information that we got today is current information and current information that you could use. If you want to talk to Bob to see if he can turn your idea into a script, if he can evaluate what you have, why don't you go ahead and contact him at his website. Simply type in bob@bobsines.com, and that's S-A-E-N-Z. Again, bob@bobsines.com. Contact him there. Let him know you heard him on The Right Stuff or on Parker's show, and he'll definitely appreciate that what he's saying is some information that you can use. Now, one thing he said that I just have to reiterate is the fact that as a writer, you have to experience life. I know a lot of us authors are introverts, not me, but a lot of us are introverts. And so we like to experience our imagination, but we don't experience life because experiencing life can be a scary thing. You know that. But guess what? If you live life, you can take those experiences and put it into the book. And that is what connects readers to what you are writing. So make sure you take that with you today. And make sure you do this. Pick up the pen, go ahead, and write stuff. Thank you for joining this edition of the show. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at parkerjcole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.